You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. Gosh, it is so foggy outside. I don't know what's going on. And today we've got a full show lineup. We've got folks calling in from the March of Dimes in just a few minutes. But also, too, Jim Corbin will be calling in at 7:35 this morning to give us a weather hit. And I also asked him an interesting question, and the question is this: in what year was there a year without summer? Right now, I would like to say hello and a shout-out to the Attleboro football team. I actually was getting coffee at Honeydew, and I ran into one of the coaches, and he said they're having a game today at 9 a.m. at the Attleboro High School. And speaking of Attleboro, congratulations. They won last night against Bishop Feehan. Attleboro 155 to Feehan's 26. North Attleboro won from Stoughton 14-6. Foxborough won 25-20 against Westwood. East Bridgewater won against King Philip 20-0. St. John's won 42 to Mansfield's 14. Norton won 29 to Medway's 7. And, so those are some of the scores that we have in football as the season kicked off last evening. And today we have lots of things going on in the area, in our community, too. So, hey, listen, Attleboro High School is starting their football game at 9 a.m. in one field, and you've got the Attleboro Farmers Market starting in another at O'Connell Field. So there's plenty of activity. So right now what I'm going to be doing is Emily Johnson. Hey, Emily, good morning. Amy Eldridge is a senior community director from the local Providence March of Dimes chapter, and she'll be calling in just a minute, but I wanted to give you a few stats on it. In 1938, the March of Dimes was founded by what U.S. president? And it was President Theodore Roosevelt. In 1954, the March of Dimes mobilized huge field trials of polio vaccinations. And in 1955, Jonas Salk invented the polio vaccine that was found safe and effective and actually trying to eradicate polio. And actually, the history of the March of Dimes, it's one of the most successful and well-known nonprofit foundations in the United States. It was founded to fight polio, and after the disease was controlled by the invention of the vaccine, the March of Dimes efforts turned to their efforts in eradicating birth defects. Today's March of Dimes funds research, giving grants to hundreds of scientists annually at the cost of more than $20 million. It organizes fundraising events to promote awareness and provides funding for all these wonderful research programs. And it is a well-run community service to educate projects for women. The March of Dimes is responsible for backing many scientific breakthroughs in genetics and prenatal health care. So we're just going to wait a minute until Amy calls in, and we'll be talking to her more about a fundraising event that's coming up and also to give us a brief overview of the March of Dimes. Yes.
I was going to say, you mentioned that Theodore Roosevelt founded the March of Dimes.
No.
It was
FDR.
Franklin Roosevelt.
Yes, it was FDR.
January 3rd, 1938.
Thank you very much. Mm. Yes. That's right, it was the other Roosevelt.
They were cousins, you know.
I didn't know that. I probably did back in the day. I kind of knew that, but I probably just, my head was just a little off. Mm. But anyway, they are going to have a fundraising event, and while we're waiting for her, I think what I'll do is I'll start reading off the different outs and abouts until she comes. So anyway, she'll be calling in today at 508-222-1320 if she's listening. Right now, if you have played the lottery, want to wish you great luck, and I'll give you my phone number after the show. You can send me some of that cash. Mass daily numbers are 5709. The Rhode Island daily numbers are 6683. Mass cash numbers are 11, 12, 19, 20, and 22. Mega Millions, 5, 11, 31, 50, 57. The Mega Ball is 14, and the Mega Plier is 2. So right now, do we have Okay, great. We have Amy Eldridge, the Senior Community Director from the local March of Dimes in Providence. Good morning, Amy. How are you today?
Good morning, Elaine. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. I know it's a little bit early, but we appreciate you calling in.
I have a 2-year-old. It's not early.
All right. Well, listen, my dear, let's get right into it. Can you give us a brief overview of the March of Dimes organization?
Sure. The March of Dimes was funded in 1938 by FDR, and the reason that he started the organization was, as all of us know, he was affected by polio. So he worked with a local radio host who said, you know, let's eradicate polio. We want everybody to march your dimes to the post office and send them to FDR, which amazingly enough kind of is how the March of Dimes started. We are so fortunate, and I think, you know, one of the very few nonprofits that can actually say that we have accomplished our mission. So through the funding, through research dollars, and through that initial March for Dimes, we were able to fund a researcher who developed the Salk vaccine, which in essence has eradicated polio here in the United States. So we're so fortunate that we're able to say that we have one of the only nonprofits that we accomplished our mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there we said, well, what do we do now? And we took a look at a lot of the health issues that are affecting people and said, you know, premature birth defects, let's work on that. Currently, premature birth is the number one killer of children under the age of 5. And that's not acceptable. And the March of Dimes is really looking towards moving that needle and eradicating, learning what causes premature birth, what causes birth defects, and how can we in turn eradicate that as a major health issue.
Mm-hmm.
So we've done some amazing things in regards to research. So one of the things, you know, for me, I am the Senior Community Director with the March of Dimes, but I'm also a mission mom. And to be honest, I didn't know a whole lot about the March of Dimes before I had my 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She was born 6 weeks premature as a surprise to us. And one of the complications she had at birth was underdeveloped lungs. So what that means was she was in the NICU for 2 weeks, and her lungs weren't strong enough to open and close on her own. So she received something called surfactant treatment, which was funded and developed by the March of Dimes. And what that does is it is a treatment that assists a baby's lungs to open and close on their own until they're strong enough to do it without the treatment.
Wow, that's remarkable. Now, was that one of the breakthroughs of the March of Dimes?
Absolutely. It is one of the funded research, it's one of the research grants that we funded that developed this particular treatment. And to put it into numbers, using Rhode Island as an example, there are over 50 babies every year in the state of Rhode Island that receive this treatment. What that means on the flip side of the coin is that without this treatment, those 50 babies every year wouldn't make it.
Wow.
My daughter would be one of them. And that's just one example of the funds that we raise, where it goes, and what an impact that it makes on a local basis. And just in general, anybody who is a parent can imagine that this simple therapy can save your baby's life. And it's an amazing, amazing thing, that one example of the research that the March of Dimes has done.
That's really phenomenal. Now, if a mother is in, like, say, women and infants,
mm-hmm.
and they need this treatment, do they contact you directly, or do the doctors?
No, it's now part of a regular treatment plan for all babies that are born prematurely and have an issue with underdeveloped lungs.
That's
so
really
it's now part of a treatment plan. So, you know, I was fortunate enough, I've met some parents that this was funded and developed about 25 years ago, and had talked with parents who had signed a waiver to say, you know what, we'll try it 25 years ago as a kind of an experimental treatment when it was kind of in the, you know, the first testing phases. And now we're looking at it again, that it's something that's used on an everyday basis and saves over 50 babies every year alone in Rhode Island.
That's really phenomenal, actually. And that's nationwide as well, correct?
Yes, it's a nationwide therapy. So it's available all over the place, and, you know, and even not only just here in the United States, but it's available internationally as well. So it is making an impact both on both. And this is just one example of how the March of Dimes is making an impact on both a local, local, national, and even international way.
Wow, that's great. Now, how did you first get involved in the March of Dimes? I know that you had said about your daughter, but, I mean, after that, like, you are actually one of the senior community directors.
I am. I have worked in nonprofit my entire career. I have always been in the development world, and once I had my daughter and realized what the March of Dimes was doing for me, it was a personal mission to become more involved with what they do. It wasn't only the research and the surfactant treatment. One of the wonderful programs that the March of Dimes has is our family support, patient support. So there is, in Rhode Island, there is actually a staff person from the March of Dimes that is located within Women and Infants Hospital.
Oh.
So that families on a daily basis can receive support from the March of Dimes. So we are considered to be part of their support team, part of their care team of every baby and family that's within the NICU at Women and Infants.
That's really phenomenal. I know that I was looking at one of your sheets, and I see what the CARE program is. It's the Community Advocacy, Research, Education, and Support. I love that. That is really great. And under each one, it describes different programs, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that kind of overlies what our whole mission is, you know, the March of Dimes Cares, and it breaks it down into what we're doing. It's important for us to be able to share the mission of the March of Dimes and what we're doing, because there are so many remarkable things. And I think one of the most common misconceptions about the March of Dimes is that we only support families that have a premature birth or somebody with a birth defect or somebody that, God forbid, loses a baby. But in actuality, every baby that is born is a March of Dimes baby. And that's simply because anyone who has children, or me, obviously we don't remember ourselves, every baby gets a heel prick when they're born.
Mm-hmm.
That heel prick is testing for genetic diseases, and that was actually funded and developed by the March of Dimes as well. So every baby that's born is a March of Dimes baby.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. I'm going to have to hold you there because we're running over on our first break, but can you stay on?
Absolutely.
We have so much more to talk about, and I want to get into more about this the Signature Chef auction, which is coming up this Thursday.
Perfect.
Wonderful. Hold on. I'll hold you right there. Folks, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. We're going to be right back after these messages.
The 30th annual Cranston Greek Festival will feature live Greek music from Friday, September 11th, right straight through to Sunday, September 13th, come rain or shine. Enjoy a wide variety of Greek foods, including roast lamb, gyros, spinach pies, and, oh, but of course, baklava, everyone's old-time favorite Greek pastry. This gathering, said to mark the end of the summer in Rhode Island, will take place on the church grounds of the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation on Oak Lawn Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. For more information, call 401-942-4188.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
What does this crazy little button do?
No! This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the beauty of Slater Park and art on Saturday, September 12th, with over 100 arts and craft vendors showcased in a juried festival that will feature an open-air market of food trucks, crafts, exhibitions, music, and activities. Break out that lawn chair at 3 o'clock, because as if that weren't enough, the Rhode Island Philharmonic Pops in the Park will present its last concert of the season from 3 to 7, followed by a fireworks display, capping off one great Saturday.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and my special guest today is Amy Eldridge, Senior Community Director from the local March of Dimes in Providence, Rhode Island. So, Amy, on the flip side, we were talking before the break about all the great things that the March of Dimes is doing and how you did get involved. How many years have you been involved with the March of Dimes organization?
My daughter is 2. It has been 2 years for me.
Wow, that's really great. And she's doing quite well?
She's doing great. So as you mentioned, we have our signature chef auction coming up, which is September 17th, and that is her second birthday as well. So,
no kidding.
Yes.
Wow, what a great memory that's going to be for her, huh? My gosh. Can you tell us a little bit about the signature chef auction, what it is, and describe what's going to be happening this Thursday?
Absolutely. So Signature Chef Auction is one of the signature fundraising activities that the March of Dimes does. This is the 14th annual Signature Chef Auction here in Rhode Island. It's going to be held at the Providence Art Club, which is located at 11 Thomas Street in downtown Providence. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility with some exceptional artwork and just a very lovely space. The way the event works is we are so fortunate here in the state of Rhode Island to have some amazing chefs, and we have about 25 of them that are going to be donating both their time and their talent in the way of delicious food. They are all bringing kind of a little signature dish of theirs. Our attendees can purchase tickets, and what they do is they walk around the event, they taste food samplings from these amazing chefs, enjoy a little wine to go along with that as well. And then as part of what we do as well, we always honor one chef in particular. So we look at through the 25 chefs that we have participating, and it's a wonderful list of chefs, which I will share in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And our chefs come together and they vote on having one signature chef who represents kind of the heart of the chefs together, who has been impacted by the March of Dimes, who is kind of the heart and soul amongst the chefs of the March of Dimes that particular year. And this year, we're so grateful to be able to honor Matthew Varga of Gracie's Restaurant. So he is our 2015 signature chef. So we're highlighting him and honoring him for all of his dedication to the March of Dimes as well. So, as you know, obviously, in addition to the tickets and the food and the wine that people get to enjoy, the purpose of this is a fundraiser as well.
Right.
So we have some amazing auction packages that are donated by our chefs. And the chefs that we have coming represent restaurants, again, from all over Rhode Island. We have Baccaro, Mills Tavern, Castle Hill Inn, Gracie's Restaurant, Panavino, The Dorrance. The list goes on and on with the wonderful chefs and restaurants that we have attending. Matthew Varga recently did an interview, and on it he said, you know, people should not go out to eat on September 17th unless they're coming to Signature Chef Auction, because all the great chefs in Rhode Island are going to be there.
You know, I was looking over many of the restaurants, and I've gone to pretty much most of them, actually, and I have to say he's right, because
yeah.
if they're going to be doing a sampling, all these wonderful chefs are going to be there on the 17th. Wonderful. That is really great. Now, can you tell us the how much the tickets are per person?
So the tickets per person are $175 a person.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that includes food samplings from 25 of the best chefs in Rhode Island, as well as beer and wine. And then you get to walk around the beautiful Providence Art Club and view all of the art that's on display there as well. So it's both visually appealing, as well as you'll get to fulfill any craving that you might have that evening in regards to sweet or a savory dish as well. So it really is a wonderful, wonderful event. We also have, as part of it, as I mentioned, an auction component. So there is a live and what we call a super silent auction, and we call it a super silent auction because the packages that we have in the silent auction are really spectacular. And as part of the live auction, we have something that we call Fund the Mission, where they can people can either purchase one of the amazing packages that we have. And to give a little preview, one of the packages we have is coming from Gracie's Restaurant. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but they have a rooftop garden.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, yes, it's I have seen photos of it. It is a beautiful space, and that's actually where they source a lot of their herbs and vegetables from.
Mm-hmm.
So their auction package this year is going to be dinner for 10 guests, as well as wine pairings, and it's going to be all-star family style on their rooftop garden.
Wow, that sounds phenomenal.
Yes, and it's all going to be done by Matt Varga, their executive chef. So a lot of the packages are really once-in-a-lifetime experiences and something that you wouldn't be able to purchase anywhere.
Wow, that's really great. Now, what are the other items that you have for auction if folks are interested?
Yeah, so some of the other items that we have two items coming from the Providence Diamond Company. We have a David Yurman necklace, and with that we're pairing a lovely watch, a men's watch, so a his and hers package. We have a six-month wine club membership to the Savory Grape.
Wow.
So they're providing a wine membership. One of the new packages that we're doing this year is we're trying to tie the mission into what we do as well. As I was mentioning, we do have a staff person that's in women and infants on a daily basis providing support to families. And one of the ways we do that is in regards to food. So we provide meals for families.
Mm-hmm.
Because who wants to leave their baby and have to go, you know, into the cafeteria to eat? And we want to make sure they're taking good care of themselves.
Right.
And with that said, a lot of families are celebrating their first Thanksgiving or Christmas in the NICU with their baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we are offering this year, we have Joe Simone from Simone's and Warren is donating a Thanksgiving dinner for the families in the NICU.
Wow.
So somebody can bid on having him kind of sponsoring that dinner for Joe to go into the NICU and provide a Thanksgiving dinner for the families that are in the NICU.
Wow, that's great.
So some really wonderful, unique packages. In our silent auction, we have a beautiful ring piece of jewelry. We have a dinner for four to the Providence Art Club, and the Providence Art Club is a members-only club.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way you'll get in there is if you're a member or if you win our package.
Wow. Now, how are the tickets being sold?
They're being sold online, so you can purchase them at www.marchofdimes.org/Rhode Island. And there is a link there that will bring you directly to purchasing tickets.
Uh-huh.
Or you can call our office, and we can do that for you as well. And that phone number is 401-228-1936.
Uh-huh.
And we can process tickets for you that way as well.
Okay, great. And how many tickets are sold so far for the event?
Well, we have on average about 300 people, and we are filling up, which is a wonderful thing to be able to say. So We're getting to that 300 number, so you know, we'd love if anybody is interested to give us a call as soon as possible to order their tickets, because you don't want to miss out on this really spectacular event. And again, nobody wants to go out to eat on the 17th because all of the best chefs are going to be at our event at Signature Chef Auction at the Providence Art Club.
Right. And the time of the event, please?
It starts at 6 o'clock.
And it goes till what time?
It goes until about 9:30.
Wow, that's really great. So it must take a lot of volunteers to put this all together, correct?
It does. We have a wonderful group of volunteers that is the backbone of the event, but we also have a wonderful group of volunteers that comes and donates their time the night of the event to help with every little aspect from setup to registration, to helping us out with auction items. And we're also really lucky that we partner with Johnson & Wales University, and they send over some culinary students.
Wow.
So that they are there also to assist our chefs in anything that they might need. So it's a rather large volunteer troop that we have that is the backbone of this event.
That's wonderful. I can't wait to participate. Your volunteer coordinator called me the other day and asked me if I would do it. So you will see me there this Thursday.
So glad. And so you'll get a firsthand view of really what a spectacular event this is. And the atmosphere at this event is just one that can't be matched anywhere else.
That's great. Well, listen, we're going to have to take a break and say goodbye for now, but I certainly will mention it throughout the week. And I'll actually write up something here for our local DJs, too. I'm sorry, our talk show hosts, too, to mention this week. Dominic Cotoy and Paul Healy are on Monday through Friday. So what I'll do is I'll make sure that I will I'm sorry. I'm trying to remember what I'm trying to say here, and somebody just put a note in front of me. Oh, is there a number to call for volunteers? Are you still looking for volunteers is the number. Can we call the 401-228-1936?
If anybody is interested in volunteers, I will say we are so lucky that we have enough volunteers, but there are plenty of volunteer opportunities within the March of Dimes. If anybody is interested in learning more about whatever they might be, and I would love to have a conversation about that.
Okay, that sounds great. Sorry, I got a little discombobulated there.
That's
it's so
okay.
Early in the morning, but I want to thank you, Amy, for calling in this morning, and the March of Dimes is certainly one of the best organizations and well-funded organizations in Rhode Island. So good luck on Thursday night. I'll look forward to seeing you all, and we'll do a wrap-up, too, at some point to find out how much money was raised and the programs and everything.
Perfect.
Too,
okay? Thank you so much for having us, Elaine.
Take care. Have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Listen, sorry, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're going out and about with Elaine here on AM 1320.
On Saturday, September 26th, children ages 5 through 13 can attend Kids Club at Community VNA. Kids Club provides a supportive and understanding atmosphere where grief specialists guide children to explore and express their feelings through crafts and sharing. The program will take place at Community VNA located at 10 Emory Street in Attleboro. For more information or to register, call 800-220-0110 or 508-222-0118.
Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund breeding.
No.
Let me try. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out words.
Playing world music.
What?
I give up.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day.
redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital will hold an informational session on sleep apnea on Thursday, October 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. in the hospital's auditorium. The evening's topic is, what is sleep apnea and how is it treated? You'll be able to see the latest in sleep apnea technology and learn how to care for your equipment. And you'll be able to network with Sturdy Memorial Hospital clinicians who will be on hand to provide information and address questions and concerns. For more information or to register, call Sturdy's Respiratory Care Department at 508-236-7550.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche. Okay, I finally woke up now. Good Lord. In studio, I have Mike Catanzaro, my producer here, and I really appreciate you coming in and making me, correcting me when I have to and keeping me running on schedule. I really appreciate it. Folks out there, if you'd like to join our conversation before Jim Corbin calls in, and I've got so many things to read. On the flip side of Jim's break, our number here is 508-222-1320. It's been one heck of a day, and I can't wait for Jim to call in to talk to us about the fog and what's happening out there, because in our studio right now, unfortunately, we are in a enclosed studio, and I can't see if it's dissipating or not. I would think that it would be soon. Anyway, it's going to be a very event-filled weekend. I have many things to read, but I'm going to wait until Jim Corbin calls in for us and give our weather hit. And, tis the season. Fall is just really great for different festivals and community activities and unusual things, too. And so it's been one of those days, I guess, where everything is going to happen. Hopefully it'll clear up, too, because there's so many outdoor activities. And but one thing I wanted to mention, and it's right next door here on 42 Union Street, is the Attleboro Industrial Museum has Attleboro souvenirs. These are things that are actually made in Attleboro, and it's an exhibition that's coming on. And they have over 100 pieces of the first half of the century made by, let's see, notable names as Bates and Kimke, the Watson Company, the Newell and Robbins Company. So you should really check it out. It's at the Attleboro Industrial Museum, which is at 42 Union Street, which is right next door. So we have Jim Corbin on right now.
And no, we have a caller.
We have a caller right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
We're doing well, thank you. And how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. Good morning to you also, Mike. I see you're waiting on the weatherman, and I want to hear what he's going to say, because I just drove out of Massachusetts, and there are some places on the road I cannot even see 10 feet ahead of me. The fog is so thick.
It still is. The fog is still out there.
Yeah,
huh?
It's still out there on 95 coming out of Mass.
Oh, my goodness, that's not good. Now, are you coming from work?
Yes, I am. I'm just getting in from work.
And you're coming home now?
Going home now. My usual Saturday morning run, listening to you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we really appreciate that. Yeah, we try to have a lot of interesting guests on, and the March of Dimes folks have just been really, really dedicated and so very nice. And I'm so glad that they were able to come on and talk about their wonderful fundraising event this Thursday evening.
Yeah, I know. I was listening to her there, and I've heard about them before. It's a pretty good organization.
Yes. You know, they're very
centrally. The type of organization you'd want to support.
Yes, actually, I believe like it's almost like with every fundraising event, the majority of the money does go to research. It's
right.
One of the best-run, well-funded programs in the United States, where some organizations, you know, you hear about in the news where they, it's like 20% goes into research and 80% in administration cost.
Exactly.
So, but I was really happy to do a lot of research with the March of Dimes here and to find out what a wonderful organization they are. And they're very dedicated folks.
Right.
Yeah. So they have a local walk, too, for March for Babies in March. And and now we have this wonderful signature auction that's coming up in Thursday night. So, yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Yeah.
Now, do you go into, I know that you're just coming home and everything, but over the weekend, do you enjoy going to, like, festivals and fairs and different things, doing different things?
Usually, when I do have time, I will pay a visit to one or two. Not very much. I've not been able to get out much. But I do, occasionally, I'll visit something, you know, here and there.
Right, right. Well, I know that there's a lot of different things going on in parish fairs and Polish festivals and Greek festivals, and Seekonk has a pet fest coming up, and there's just so much going on. And even Capron Park Zoo tonight has a passport to Ireland tonight, and that's one of their galas. But I'm going to read about all these wonderful events after Jim Corbin does his report. And and I really appreciate you checking in with us.
You're always welcome to come
and call us anytime.
You're quite welcome. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Mike, you have a good day, and I'm going to stop by and see you sometime down in Doran Street.
Okay.
All right. You have a blessed day.
You too.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. Great. All right, that's wonderful. He's one of our callers, which is awesome, so I really appreciate that. And as always, we appreciate you, our listeners out there as well. Our number here is 508-222-1320, and we're just waiting for our super-duper weather. Jim Corbin, good morning. Yep. How are you, my friend?
All right, how you doing, Elaine and Mike?
We're doing quite well. So listen, I shot you a very interesting question the other day.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And I right off knew, because it was an event that took place exactly 200 years ago that was the reason for that. You asked about the year without a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And in 1815, there was a real bad volcano that just blasted. I believe it was in Indonesia, Krakatoa, I think it was. And for the following year, all the debris went in all around the earth, and the entire earth was colder than average. And here in New England, for example, in 1816, we had frosts in the summertime, and it was a bad situation for crops. People's tomatoes and vegetables that were growing were dying on the vines in some cases. I mean, it wasn't the worst thing ever. I mean, it was a beautiful summer if you didn't like it, you know, hot and humid, but that was the summer of 1816 here in New England and in other places, and it was called the year without a summer. Now, certainly it still was summer, but just wasn't as warm as you'd like it to be.
Wow. Yeah, I found that just going through, just doing some research on weather facts and interesting things. I know you always like to bring forth hurricane anniversaries. Do you have one this weekend?
Yeah, well, yesterday, of course, for many years, September 11th, for many years, right up until it happened, of course, in 2001, I was on the air at the time at Channel 12, and Hurricane Edna was one of the worst hurricanes in 1954 to hit southeastern Mass, Rhode Island, and also the Cape Cod area. Today's anniversary is Hurricane Donna in 1960, which was a bad hurricane as well that came right up through the area. It actually hit the entire East Coast, Florida, right up through the Carolinas. And also, kind of a funny hurricane name, the first year, and this was September 12th, 1950, that was the first year that they started naming hurricanes, and we had Hurricane Dog, D-O-G. Now, it wasn't a direct hit, but it was the first named storm to affect New England, southeastern Mass, when they started naming storms. All the other storms before were not names like people's names, you know. For example, we have an anniversary coming up in 1944, on September 15th, which is Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
It was called the Great Atlantic Hurricane, which was probably considered the second, the third worst hurricane of the 20th century. Killed about 50-60 people in southeastern Mass, Cape Cod, Rhode Island. Of course, 1938 hurricane. Again, had no name. It was just the 1938 hurricane, but the Great Atlantic Hurricane, 1944. And we just had about a week or so ago, Hurricane Carol, August 31st. So I'm bringing this all up because, Elaine, we are now right in the middle of the peak of the hurricane season. Fortunately, we don't have anything to worry about at the moment out there in the Atlantic. So that is certainly the good news. Now, quick, Benno, because you're going to get the break pretty soon. The fog out there, and your caller was mentioning that. Yes, it is widespread fog, but there's no storm. Whenever you have fog, usually, the rule of thumb is early in the morning, it usually portends to a pretty good weather day because it's usually an indication of it's just ground fog. Now, it's obviously not nice to be out driving. It's very variable. I looked at the observations. TF Green, for example, has 1 mile in fog, but last hour they had 1/4 mile visibility in fog. And here in Mansfield, I'm saying right where I am in downtown Mansfield, 1/4 mile in fog, but then about 45 minutes ago, the visibility looked to me like it was back up to about a mile. So it's a type of fog for the next couple of hours or so where if you're out driving, you might go into a heavy band of it for, say, a few blocks, and then you drive out of it and you drive back into it. Mm. But I think we will have sunshine developing throughout the late morning and afternoon. No rain today. So if you have outdoor plans or events you're going to today, of course, the Capron Park area, of course, all kinds of events there, Farmer's Market. Yet again, even though there's fog, don't fret. The weather should be fine just once this fog burns off. High temperatures in the mid-70s. I bring this up, though, because tomorrow, not so nice in terms of rainfall. Now, we could use the rain. We got it the other day, 1 to 4 inches of rain, depending on where you were. Some of the heaviest rains was down in the Fairhaven, Fall River, New Bedford area. We're going to have more rain tomorrow, it looks like. So not a good day for outdoor activities, but as I always say, I'd rather have it raining when it's like 70 or 75 degrees than in the wintertime when it's raining and it's 38. So you'll have to dodge some rain tomorrow. And then with temperatures, again, fairly comfortable, low 70s, mid-70s, sun and clouds on Monday. And then we get back to warm summertime conditions for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday of next week. So we have another bout of rain, which we need to lawns and gardens and the reservoirs, and then we get to enjoy most of next week with warmer temperatures and sunshine.
Wow, that's phenomenal. I know, like, the 70-degree weather, I can't believe it after that heat wave that we had. Oh, that oppressive heat wave was just really so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and to sleep with the windows open, it was just such a wonderful experience.
Yeah, and again, keep in mind, our average high now in this time of in September, and it is September, it's not summertime anymore, really. From about the 8th of September on, we start the middle portion of the warmest 3 months. So I've said this before to you and others, the warmest three-month stretch climatologically in the greater Providence, Attleboro area is June 8th to September 8th. So if you broke the year up into quarters like we do seasons, in terms of temperature, we are now in the fall. So you can't expect it to be too warm anymore overall, but it will warm up again next week. So again, a little foggy out there this morning in many areas, but that's going to burn off. We do have some rain coming up tomorrow, and then we get to enjoy several straight days next week of delightful weather, and we may actually be back into the 80s by a few days next week. Not the 90s probably, but the 80s.
I'll take the 80s, but stay away from the 90s. It's just really so oppressive.
Oh, that other day, it was a Tuesday or Wednesday, it was at 97. The highest temperature I saw was at Warwick, at TF Green, 97. And Attleboro was about 95 for a short time in the afternoon. So I don't think most of us want to see 97 or 95 anytime soon. But we'll take the 80s.
No, I hear you. Now, what are your plans for this weekend yourself? Are you going to any of these fairs or different fundraising events?
I always try to go, if I'm in the Attleboro area, to the farmer's market. I've been there twice only, for a few minutes, though, usually. And I'm probably going to head up, like I like to do, when the weather is clear. Hopefully it'll be this afternoon, up to Blue Hill. Again, where I worked for a few times years ago. But I enjoyed your discussion with, was it Amy from the March of Dimes? That's great. That's a great event coming up.
Actually.
I know that's an indoor event, but I'm trying to think the weather should be fine for that, so you can't complain about trying to get there. I don't think there'll be any fog to worry about. That should be good. But I look forward to hearing more of the events you're going to be talking about probably in the next few minutes. I know you're coming up to the break. But again, good talking with you, and we'll talk next weekend.
I really appreciate you looking into that. The year without summer, and I was always...
That's a good observation by you, Elaine, too. Even thinking about it, like, again, it's well known. Now, it literally was not a year without a summer, but it had the joking name about that because, and again, the main reason was we had one of the worst volcanoes that hit almost worldwide, and it sent debris into the air, and it literally blocked some of the sunlight that the Earth was getting, and including here in New England, and we had frost even in the summertime that year.
Wow, that is such a phenomenon, isn't it? Wow.
Yeah, hopefully we won't get anything like that anytime soon.
Right. No, I hear you. Well, I want to wish
don't need any volcanoes to cause any trouble.
Right. No, I hear you, Jim. Listen, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Elaine. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. You too. Bye. All right, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. When we come back on the flip side, I have many different things that are coming up in the area, from a pet fest to One Direction is in town. St. Mark's Parish Fair is today. So stay tuned. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
The 30th Annual Cranston Greek Festival will feature live Greek music from Friday, September 11th, right straight through to Sunday, September 13th, come rain or shine. Enjoy a wide variety of Greek foods, including roast lamb, gyros, spinach pies, and, oh, but of course, baklava, everyone's old-time favorite Greek pastry. This gathering, said to mark the end of the summer in Rhode Island, will take place on the church grounds of the Greek Orthodox Church of the Annunciation on Oak Lawn Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. For more information, call 401-942-4188.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Attleboro Historic Preservation Society will hold its next meeting to kick off the new school year on September 17th. A presentation by Evelyn Silva and Barbara Hansen will detail Attleboro's existing old school buildings and their new uses. The program will be held at the Attleboro Area Industrial Museum located at 42 Union Street on Thursday, September 17th at 6:45 p.m. The program is free and open to the public.
Good morning, everyone. This is Elaine LaRoche, and you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. If you'd like to jump on the line and give us a shout-out, our number here is 508-222-1320. We have many different activities, and I'll start off right now because we are in our last segment. I can't believe that it's almost time to wrap up. But anyway, come on down to Seekonk for their Pet Fest event. This fundraising event is for the Seekonk Animal Shelter. The fun begins today at 9 a.m. until 3 at the Hurley Middle School on Newman Avenue. There's going to be more than 60 vendors. Will sell toys, a lot of pet-related items, home decor. There's going to be arts and crafts. There'll be an animal rescue group there, too. And pets will be available for adoption. So there's going to be food and beverages served. And this is a very pet-friendly environment. They only ask that your pet be on a leash. Tonight, Passport to Ireland comes to the good folks of Capron Park Zoo as they celebrate their fifth annual gala event. The fun starts at 7 p.m. until 10. This is an over 21 event. You can buy tickets at the zoo. There's going to be Irish dancers from the School of Irish Dancing, and there will be, bagpipes will fill the air, and so it's going to be quite the gala. So you can go to stop by the zoo today and pick up your tickets, or you can get them online at capronparkzoo.com. Tonight on the music scene, we have One Direction. We'll be performing at Gillette Stadium. Unfortunately, the tickets are sold out, but I'm sure there'll be a few scalpers out there. Florida Georgia Line will be at the Xfinity Center tonight at 7 p.m. Breaking Benjamins will be at Lupo's tonight at 7 p.m. as well. Now for parish fairs and other events, we have the St. Mark's Parish Fair. It's today from 9 a.m. to 4. Come on down to Stanley Street. That's in Attleboro Falls. I used to attend there. Their fair is huge, and it gets bigger and better every single year. There's going to be great food, lively music. There's going to be, you can take a chance on raffles, many different things. You can take a chance to win an iPad, PlayStation 4. There's even going to be cash prizes from $250 to $1,000. That would be really great to put in your pocket for Christmas. Today, yay, listen to this. Polish Festival today at St. Joseph's Church in Central Falls from 6 p.m. to midnight and Sunday from noon to 6 p.m. Come on down and enjoy Polish and American food. Take a chance on numerous games and enjoy music. It's free admission, and it is located at Central Falls. Now, I do have to tell you that I did go to the Newport Art Festival. Remember a few weeks back, it was held at Bowen's Wharf, and it boasted that they were going to have 100 artists. Well, I went down there, and there were not 100 artists and arts and crafters selling their wares. Just the flip side of that, there were very few people. There were less than 12 people, and there was maybe more artists than arts and crafts folks. I'd say maybe 12 all in all. It wasn't a good experience at all. But you never know. I mean, I just read them as they say. So, you know, what can I say? But I did want to let you know that I do check these things out. Oh, the 35th Crackle Barrel event is a family. It's a great family fun event. It's located at the Rentham Developmental Center off Shea Street in Rentham. The fair features live music, animals, games, and various activities. And don't forget the midway rides. Later, they will have fireworks, too. Today's hours are from noon to 10 p.m., Sunday from noon to 7. I believe it's $5 parking, but all proceeds go to the Lions Club organization. If you're looking for something different, you can check out the French Heritage Festival on River Avenue Park in Woonsocket. The fun begins at 9 a.m. to 3. Local farmers, arts and crafters, lots of food to enjoy. I wonder if there's going to be any quiche. If that's not your liking, you can go up to the Boston Children's Museum. There's going to be a Bubbles Camp. I am not kidding. They have Bubbles performers showing skills on how to blow bubbles. Really? I really thought that you just, you know, put your lips together and blow slowly and bubbles come out. But what do I know? Anyway, tonight, Saturday, is Water Fire. It starts at 8:30 p.m. This is a family fun free event. Just walk around Providence and it'll transport you to another country. Every Water Fire has a theme, and tonight's theme is the country of Japan. You can hear this beautiful music that'll fill the air, and there's going to have cultural dancing throughout the riverbanks. So if you have nothing to do and you want to experience this wonderful, soul-fulfilling event, if you've never been to the Providence Water Fire, I recommend it highly. It's just a beautiful, wonderful event. It brings thousands of people together, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous time. Also, my 5 movie picks of the week. I have to say, I've got to see some of these. This is ridiculous. I mean, here I am saying go out and about, and I've been going to all these festivals, but I haven't been to any of these movies yet. I just read the reviews, and it's like, geez, I really want to go. So my goal this week is to see at least one of these movies. Ant-Man, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Now, I remember the TV show of them, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. These are really good shows, and they say the reboot is even better. So Southpaw is another one. Of course, who could forget Vacation with Chevy Chase and the original Vacation? And it's getting a lot of great reviews, and it's a great comedy. War Rooms is also another. It's more of a drama. And I think that it's getting a lot of Oscar buzz, actually. If you want to have some really great experience, I recommend going to see my good friend Emily Johnson at the Farmers Market today from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's located near Capron Park. O'Connell Field is right down the road from us. There are many signs there, and you just go down the streets of 123 County Street or by Capron Park. You'll see the Farmers Market signs with the arrows there. There's plenty of parking, and there's tons of vendors. Again, I went there last week. Again, there's like 25 to 28 vendors. It changes every single week. So go by and say hi to Emily Johnson. She's there. She's my flower lady. And she's just doing such a great job each and every week with her creative works of art. So I'd like to thank all of you for listening to my show for Out and About with Elaine. My show is on every Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. We have many things happening in and around the area, and most of this is family-oriented, and they're free. There's going to be a ton of upcoming musical festivals and cultural events, and don't forget our own farmers market every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So come on out and support your local farmers and vendors. Remember, buy local and buy fresh. Don't forget also, Dominic will be back on Monday from 6 a.m. to 10, followed by Paul Healy from 10 a.m. to noon. And I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro and Jim Corbin for working with me today so my show could run so smoothly, and also my special guest, Amy Eldridge from the March of Dimes. Again, this is a really great event if you are interested in participating in the Signature Chef Auction. It's this Thursday evening, and it's a huge event with almost 300 people there, so check it out. And so actually, from all of us here at WARA, thanks for listening, and meet me back here next Saturday, and let's keep the conversation going. So thanks again for listening to Out and About with Elaine. Make it a great week, and I hope you get a chance to get out and about yourself, and we'll see you back here next Saturday.